thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and a welcome, sweet viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikon Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calidad de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Sinchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Villitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast. as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Zimbabwe's government and African Development Bank signed a $30 million grant agreement. In humanitarian news, Chile opens more shelters for people without homes. In hero news, a courageous American man saves a family of six and their eight animal companions. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 22nd, is the birthday of the President of Palau, His Excellency Johnson Toru Bayong. Born in 1946 in Ai Village, Palau, President Toru Bayong has served in office since 2009. His Excellency has often spoken of taking urgent action to halt climate change. President Toru Bayong advocates alternative energy and has also implemented marine biodiversity protective measures. A respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Johnson Toru Bayong, for your dedication to safeguarding your nation and the planet. May you have a blessed birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Flying news. Deadly earthquake hits Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. Early on Wednesday, July 20th, a powerful 6.1 magnitude quake struck Central Asia's densely populated Fergana Valley region, claiming at least 14 lives. Centered 42 kilometers from Fergana in eastern Uzbekistan, close to her shared border with Kyrgyzstan, the tremor could be felt across an entire mountain range as it left hundreds of residents homeless amidst damage and destruction in both countries. 13 of the fatalities were reported in Uzbekistan, where at least 86 people were injured, 35 of whom had to be hospitalized, with emergency response teams that were dispatched to the worst-hit areas.
Kyrgyzstan's emergencies ministry also sent a team to assess damage in locations including the town of Khan, where 7 homes were destroyed and 400 of 470 sustained cracks. On Thursday, Uzbek President Islam Karimov stated that the government will aid those affected by the quake as he expressed his condolences to the victims, while President Nursultan Nazarbayev in neighboring Kazakhstan offered his country's assistance.
Conveying her sorrowful prayers and all her love, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if assistance is needed, requesting that they also go if possible to render aid to the most desperate. She added that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation, officials and personnel, for your caring relief operations, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. Our prayers for the smooth recovery of stable day-to-day lives for the people of both countries, and that such destructive events are alleviated through humanity's gentler ways.
Thousands isolated in Chilean snowfall. Inhabitants of the nation's southern Araucanía region were struggling to dig themselves out after a storm that is being called the worst in 3 decades left up to 3 meters of snow in some places. Over 6,500 people spent days without communication, including no cell phones and downed power lines, left some 16,000 or 70% of the sparsely populated area with no electricity. In addition, frigid temperatures as cold as minus 20 degrees Celsius froze water pipes, leaving households without running water.
With relief efforts hampered by continued adverse weather conditions, only 25 food boxes out of 400 were delivered early in the week, and a catastrophe was declared in 8 municipalities, with local officials appealing to the central government for heavy equipment to clear roads, as well as helicopters to airlift food to remote areas. With more snow in the forecast, Defence Minister Andre Allemand travelled to the affected regions Wednesday to oversee initial emergency operations.
Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested our local association member to please check with the area's authorities to see if help is needed, asking that they also go, if possible, to aid the most vulnerable, as she said that funds for urgent necessities are available.
We are grateful for the Chilean officials' quick and caring assistance to those in need, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's kind-hearted concern. Our prayers for the safety and comfortable warmth of all affected residents, and that extreme situations such as these subside, as we strive for more consideration of one another and the ecosphere.
aid needed as famine is declared in Somalia. On Wednesday, July 20th, the United Nations officially declared two areas in southern Somalia as famine-stricken after prolonged drought and conflict left 3.7 million people, nearly half the country's population, in dire need of humanitarian assistance. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia, Mark Bowden, warned that without immediate aid of at least $300 million, famine in the Bakool and Lower Shabelle regions could spread throughout all of southern Somalia within 2 months. According to UN aid workers, over 30% of children are estimated to be acutely malnourished, with the majority of the tens of thousands of Somalis who have lost their lives to malnutrition and related problems in recent months also being children. In addition, with more than 11 million people across the drought-stricken Horn of Africa countries in urgent need of food, UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon called on the international community for $1.6 billion in humanitarian assistance to provide food, water, shelter, and medical care. He said, "We agreed we must do everything we can to prevent this crisis deepening. The human cost is catastrophic. We cannot afford to wait."
As of the beginning of this week, approximately $835 million in donations had been received. In a single 24-hour period, individual Britons had contributed £4 million, adding to the £20 million already donated by the UK. Meanwhile, the US also pledged $28 million, along with the $431 million in emergency assistance provided so far this year. Switzerland's humanitarian aid of the Confederation increased its aid by $5.5 million. While the Australian government donated an additional $32 million. At the instruction of United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the Red Crescent is also set to carry out urgent relief operations.
Upon first hearing of the devastating conditions in the Horn of Africa earlier in July, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $100,000 each to save the children, Oxfam and the Red Cross, for a total of $300,000 in emergency aid for the crisis in the Horn of Africa, saying that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works. "Our gratefulness, United Nations and all governments, organizations and individuals, working to alleviate the suffering of the African people, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate assistance. May heaven protect all the drought-afflicted people as we pray for the blessing of rain and renew our own efforts of care to restore the balance of our delicate planet."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
guts of a piglet. The day I met you first was the day of my birth. Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising, oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn, as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat into a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me. Oh caretaker, please come protect me, quickly. Rescue my life, I'm still at a tender age. Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet will be so tasty. Tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life. My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. To your children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye, life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh, Mommy! Mom! Mom!
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 551. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out as people stand up for themselves and loved ones in an effort to bring improved living conditions and greater basic freedoms to their lives. They continue to gather in countries like Australia, Egypt, Greece, Kenya, Libya, Malawi, Palestine, Syria, United Kingdom, United States, and Yemen.
United States. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick urged lawmakers on Wednesday, July 20th, to allow undocumented immigrants seeking higher education in state colleges and universities to pay the state resident rate, which is as much as two-thirds less than the rate paid by students from outside the state.
Meanwhile, hundreds of prisoners at California's Pelican Bay prison complex and others across the state are continuing a hunger strike maintained for the past 3 weeks to protest what they say is the torture of long-term detentions spent in soundproof isolation units 23 hours a day with 1 hour of movement allowed in a windowless cement pen.
Citizens protesting at the state capitol in support of the inmates have called for prison officials to negotiate with them over conditions. Corrections Secretary Matthew Cate announced on Wednesday that he would seek a court order to prevent inmates' deaths through force feeding, although Nancy Kincaid, communications director for the California Prison Healthcare Services, stated that prison staff would not go against medical ethics by forcing anyone to eat against their will.
United Kingdom. A coroner stated on Thursday that the sudden death of former News of the World informant Sean Hoare is still being investigated, but does not appear to be suspicious. Mr. Hoare was the first to speak out about what he said was the widespread practice of phone hacking by fellow journalists. The Metropolitan Police Authority, also known as Scotland Yard, has also been asked to investigate allegations made by Mr. Hoare during an interview for the New York Times last week, in which he stated that News of the World paid police officers for phone tracking data to locate the whereabouts of the subject of a story.
United Kingdom and Kenya. Mr. Justice Macomb of the UK's High Court ruled on Wednesday, July 20th, that four elderly Kenyan nationals have the legal right to bring a case against the British government regarding their severe mistreatment in UK-run detention camps following the Mau Mau uprising, a movement launched by Kenyan tribes against British colonial rule in the 1950s. Despite the significant amount of time that has passed and the fact that the British rule over Kenya no longer exists, the judge found the case to have sufficient merit and has scheduled a hearing for early next year where evidence will be presented and a decision made about proceeding to a full trial.
Australia. On Wednesday, Australian police used force, including tear gas and beanbag bullets, to quell a protest of about 50 detainees at the Christmas Island immigration camp. The immigrants were expressing their frustration at the delays and overcrowded conditions as they wait 2,400 kilometers from the Australian mainland for their refugee status to be processed.
Greece. As hundreds of taxi drivers demonstrated on Wednesday in the third day of a strike protesting a government proposal to make it easier for new drivers to enter the business, they were dispersed with tear gas after clashing with riot police.
Malawi. As riots erupted on Wednesday after a court had banned pro-reform demonstrations, 18 people perished, with 41 who were injured by Thursday. President Bingu wa Mutharika appealed for calm, offering talks to hear the grievances of protesters who have been demonstrating against fuel shortages and economic mismanagement.
Palestine. The Palestinian Telegraph reports that 16 people were arrested on Thursday as Israeli forces raided and searched houses in various neighborhoods of the West Bank, claiming that the detainees were suspected of plotting against Israel.
Egypt. On Wednesday, July 20th, the caretaker military government announced rules for the upcoming parliamentary elections, but said it would not allow international observers to monitor the electoral process.
Syria. On Thursday, a resident speaking to Al Jazeera by satellite phone from the city of Homs reported that security forces had raided houses in peaceful and unarmed neighborhoods such as Ba'ab al-Sabah, leveling homes and making arrests, while random shooting could be heard throughout the city.
With human rights activists reporting that 50 people have been killed in the past few days, amateur videos showed empty city streets with shops closed as residents stated that the heavy gunfire made them fear leaving their homes, even to rescue the injured or retrieve the dead.
In addition, activists and residents report that Syrian security forces on Wednesday entered Harasta, a Damascus suburb with 150,000 residents, and after cutting off electricity, water and telephone lines, began arresting dozens of people. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed deep concern at the escalating violence as he urged the country's government to stop the repression immediately, reiterating his call for a credible, inclusive dialogue to resolve the turmoil.
Yemen. A medical team speaking to CNN on Thursday said that a child had been killed, with at least three others wounded, when government troops fired upon protesters in the city of Taiz.
As we mourn the precious lives lost, as well as the injury and distress of many others, we pray for the strife in all countries to cease, with world citizens deciding to live in shared safety, dignity, and peace.
do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
How do we stop war? It only stops when all of us contribute to peace in our action, speech, and thought. And of course, we have to also advise our government that peace is the only thing we want. And we do not want war at all. Because deep down in our heart, everyone just love peace so that they can go around in their business and the actors can have peace of mind and time to entertain people. And the husband will be staying home to love his wife, and the father would be there for the children. I don't know why we ever even think of war at all. Because from all we know, since time immemorial, war has not brought much happiness or any good things to humankind. So we should have learned from the history, and we should never start the war in any case.
Dừng chân lại anh ơi, dừng chân lại cầm tay em, đây người vợ thương chồng, thương gia tộc, thương cơ đồ, thương thế giới, sao nỡ đành gieo tang tóc lầm than. Dừng tay lại anh ơi, dừng tay lại, đừng vung gươm thề sắc mẫu lên đời. Hãy nhìn lại những kẻ thù vạn đại, phải chăng anh cũng là những con người? Kêu than gì oan nghiệp chiến trường xưa, hoặc ta chết hay là người sẽ chết, đời tương lai vụt tắt giữa xuân thì bao nhiêu tình thương gia đình bé bạn theo thêm thù và máu hận loang đi. Một kiếp người đầy nhiệt tình mạch sống, mộng ước thanh niên lập bể ba trời. Ôi một giây phí theo dòng máu nóng, gió xa trường lạnh lạnh bụi vàng rơi. Lại với em ta tôn sùng sự sống, bên xóm làng và quyến thuộc mẹ cha, hiền lúa ngoan khoai, sống tình biển mộng, con đê dài mượn mượt những đồng hoa. Bao thư hùng, bao cổ kiếm hạo hán, cứu muôn loài khỏi máu đổ đầu rơi. Xây hòa bình ấm no và thịnh vượng, thấy đạo binh bằng chân lý diệu vời. Tạo sát nghiệp sẽ luân hoàn sát nghiệp, vui sao đành gây tử biệt sinh ly. Chỉ có tình thương bao la miên viễn làm cho ta vĩ đại giữa muôn loài.
Let peace be here now.
Save our planet. Following a series of mid-July 2011 quakes and thousands of aftershocks in northern Costa Rica, the region's Guacalita River suddenly disappeared, leaving behind a dry riverbed, with scientists investigating possible reasons for this disturbing loss of water in the region.
Save Our Planet. The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority of Australia initiates a campaign on July 17, 2011, promoting the protection of dugongs and green turtles following record losses of both animals from conditions related to climate change.
I'm Beauty the Blue Butterfly, and I'm eating a delectable vegan diet. I'm here with a tip for emergency preparedness. Wireless devices like your house phone are very convenient, but if you have a power outage, most models will not function. It is good to have a standard cord phone on hand, as it is powered directly by the line, and you will be more likely to be able to make calls as needed. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
In world news, the Zimbabwe government and African Development Bank, AFDB, signed a $30 million grant agreement. The funding will support Zimbabwe's urgent water supply and sanitation rehabilitation project. More than 4 million people living in the cities of Harare, Mazvingo, Mutare, Chegutu, Kwekwe, and Chitungwiza will benefit from the water and sanitation infrastructure improvements. Our sincere gratitude, African Development Bank, for your generosity. Also, many thanks, Zimbabwe, for working to ensure that citizens receive necessary services. May all be blessed with plentiful resources for vibrant futures.
In humanitarian news, Chile opens more winter shelters for people without homes. The South American country's National Health Fund signed an accord with the non-governmental Santiago, Chile-based organization, Home of Christ, to increase the number of accommodations for homeless citizens. 200 more shelters will be made available nationwide. They will provide temporary dwelling, as well as food, clothing, and personal hygiene services during the colder months in the Southern Hemisphere. The agreement is to continue for 6 consecutive years. Our heartfelt appreciation, Chile and Home of Christ, for your dedication to those in need. May you all be graced with safe and loving residences to foster secure and happy lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, a hero rescues a family and animal companions from a burning trailer. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Stay tuned for more inspiring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, advancing news for a progressive world. In hero news, a brave man saves a family of 6 and their 8 animal companions. Mr. Stephen Bovan of Kalamazoo, Michigan, USA, was driving his car home at 3 in the morning when he saw a nearby mobile home on fire. He managed to open the front door, but the fire was overtaking that area. Mr. Bovan then enlisted the help of his brother and sister. Together, they were able to assist the family in exiting from the back door. Upon hearing that 6 cats and 2 dogs were still inside, Mr. Bovan quickly entered through a window to save them. He said, "I love animals, and that's their family pets." Bravo, Mr. Stephen Bovan, on your courageous action. Many thanks also, Mr. Bovan's brother and sister, for your urgent help. May the rescued family and loving animal friends soon find a new residence and have many happy and safe years together.
In recognition of Mr. Stephen Bovan's valiant and selfless deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring him with the Shining World Hero Award.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Spanish entitled The Statue.
Vigilante del museo.
La estatua que acaba de romper tiene 500 años de antigüedad.
Ocurrente Susana.
¡Uy, gracias a Dios! ¡Creí que era nueva!
And now for viewers' hotline.
Please, kindly oblige me compendium of your advocacy on veganism. I'm a mechanical engineer working for the Niger Delta Development Commission. I admire the consumption of only plants and vegetable products. I also advocate the preservation of the Earth's greenery. I thank you. Best wishes. Yours truly, Mr. Agboji from Nigeria.
Respected Mr. Abaji, thank you so much for your positive message. Please access www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg for information on the vegan diet and its many health-enhancing, earth-protecting and animal-saving benefits. Plant-based cooking and food preparation shows are also available or can be downloaded free of charge. May you and the truth-loving people of Nigeria be blessed by the divine with inner harmony.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotline and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones flourish evermore in peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, reach an agreement to abide by a declaration of conduct that creates a framework to peacefully resolve territorial disputes in the South China Sea, which is believed to be rich in oil and gas.
After a boat of 46 illegal Indonesian immigrants, believed to be attempting to return home, began to sink off the coast of Tanjung Balau, Malaysia, Maritime Enforcement Agency personnel were able to rescue all 46 after a 10-hour search right before the boat sank.
The Danish government donates over $1 million to Âu Lạc or Vietnam for further development of an arts and cultural exchange program between the two nations.
On his first official visit to China, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki meets with President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao to further bilateral ties as China promises to continue working with the international community in providing assistance to the people of Iraq.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.